It's Roundtable 105 time, and there's no quarterback in Denver.
Yeah, it was a weird sports weekend for sure.
You had Mike Tyson fighting Roy Jones. You had the no quarterback in Denver situation. You had games getting moved all over the place.
Plus, we got strange Christmas draft movies coming up and evangelistic metal. You don't want to miss this episode of Roundtable 105.
This is Roundtable 105 on radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Pod. Jesus, Sean, say time.
I'm supposed to say time. Man, yeah, I blew that one.
God's sake, man.
I didn't know he was talking to me. I was trying to figure out what he was talking to you. I thought he was like stuck
in
the Matrix.
See, we're doing a riff on the old Budweiser commercial, you see?
Come on, man. Remember the...
That's what we used to do.
Podcast time. Yep.
Sean, just go with it. The first rule of improv is yes. You just do it. You just
pick up on your 25-year reference right away. Sorry.
Just read the script. We sent you the script. Just read the script. It's all you got.
Pod. He's like stuck
in the
matrix.
All right. We'll fix that in post. All right. Let's pretend like it didn't happen, but it really did. Here we go. Pod.
Not yet. You got to wait.
All right.
So I'm not even doing it right. Like now I know what we're doing, but
And then you go through. Then you go time.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. Take three.
How do you guys know this so well? Do you practice?
It was the biggest commercial ever.
In 1994. I forgot.
All right. Take four. Pod. Gast.
Time. Was that me? Did I get it?
We're good.
That's terrible.
Greg, I would be perfect in your acting group. I would be star of the show.
And I know we're all just a little bit off kilter tonight because we are actually recording the podcast, Roundtable 105, at its regularly scheduled time on Tuesday at 7:30. Just giving you a little background on it. That's when we do it on Tuesdays of the week at 7:30. And well, the past couple of Tuesdays, I have had rehearsal.
And this Tuesday, we are back to our regular scheduled program because
exactly.
Greg has nothing else to do.
I had rehearsal on Sunday night. I had rehearsal Monday night. I have rehearsal on Wednesday night. And then we open on Friday night.
Nervous?
And what time does the all-male naked review begin?
Well, you know, if you've gotten the invite via email.
Which I didn't. Thank you.
Well, then you're not in. So,
what time does it start?
It starts at 7:30 on Friday night at the Chattanooga Theater Center. It's A Wonderful Life. 1940s radio play. It's a play about doing the radio play of It's a Wonderful Life.
Huh, very nice.
It's five people performing over, like 30 different characters. It's really, it's a lot of fun. I do about 14 different voices. Everyone from Mr. Potter, the evil and meanest man in the county.
Can we do a scene together?
I should have sent you, you know, a little excerpt from the play. If I had thought about that, maybe we can do that next week. I tell you what, we will do that next week. This is what we call a tease, because the show will go on next week and it wraps up on the 20th of December. You can get your tickets at theatercenter.com.
Yeah, very nice. So, yeah, you should give us both some parts to do.
Oh, yeah.
And we can, as dumb as this is going to be, because I'm...
wow. Yes,
you know,
indeed.
There's probably a very, 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 very slim chance, or actually a very good chance, we may get actually cast in the next play based on our performance.
Oh, you know, that could always happen, Sean.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Clearly, I got the chops.
I'll tell you right now, I will not practice.
Not one bit.
which is going to make it even better.
Right. Because
if you
remember
one
line
and it all came off without a hitch, it would sound great.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we'll be doing It's a Wonderful Life?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, cool. Can I play Ralphie?
No, that's a Christmas story.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's a wonderful Christmas story.
Yeah, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah.
Did any of you see in that worldwide, you know, that A Christmas Story didn't show up in like the top three of best Christmas movies ever?
Yeah, that's stupid. What are the top three? And I bet Home Alone is probably in there.
Home Alone.
I'm glad you brought this up. I want to have this conversation.
Yeah, Germany seemed to be the weirdest country ever.
No!
Lisa loves this one. It's called This Christmas. That is one of the number one most searched Christmas movie. It's a movie from last year. I think it's streaming on Netflix right now. It's called This Christmas.
Cool. I'll go ahead. I've already gotten a head start on not caring.
Now, when you're talking about the top overall Christmas movies of all time, like in 2020, when you have new generations of new movies that have had time to take over slots of other movies, well, I would easily say the top three for me, from a 42-year-old man, would be Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, and Elf.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And not a bad list. Except, you know, I would definitely put A Christmas Story in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably leave out Elf, even though Zoe Deschanel is just smoking hot.
Yeah, she will be my next wife.
Yeah.
Michelle doesn't know that yet, but she will
outside.
Be.
Outside.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. But she was blonde in that movie.
And, ooh, yeah.
Which
she was great in that movie. She did. Best supporting actress in a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Zoe Deschanel.
Mm-hmm. That and Rosemary Clooney in White Christmas. Yeah, I had a thing for her.
Never heard of it.
Oh, shut up. Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye. It's mentioned in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. We're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby danced with frickin' Danny Kaye.
Whoa, that's going to be a happy Christmas.
I know. Oh. And I still, it didn't matter that I had no idea what he was talking about.
Well, see, it's now you need some sort of reference in watching Christmas Vacation. Yes,
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I can give you a lot of references.
All I need to know is stuff like Save the Neck for Me, Clark.
You serious, Clark?
You know, stuff like that. Like, you
the blessing!
You couldn't hear.
Shitter's full.
It is that time of year where you
driving through a nitroglycerin factory. That's all I need to know. That's hilarious.
I mean, Christmas Vacation is That's probably, if you were having a Christmas movie draft, that would be the number one draft pick.
Number one draft is Christmas Vacation. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what were the other ones other than Heil Christmas or whatever it was?
Christmas? A very
German
Hitler Christmas.
Very Hitler Christmas.
I'm joking. Sorry. That's.
No, the other ones that I put up there were Elf and Home Alone, but you had Christmas Story, which Christmas Story to me is a great movie. I just think over time, just better Christmas movies have been made. That's it.
You know? No, and I'll buy that. I don't discount your list. It's not bad. It's a good list.
Number two on Germany's most searched Christmas movies.
Why are we talking about Germany?
Well, it's because this article that I read. I'm sorry that we're talking about
German?
Germany.
Oh, okay.
Is it
all right.
German?
Whatever.
But number two, and hang on.
Oh, God.
Gremlins.
Was that a Christmas movie?
They're trying to force it to become a Christmas movie because the Die Hard people got Die Hard to become a Christmas movie.
See?
But
hey, so it is not Christmas until Hans Gruber falls from the tower. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Yakatomi Plaza.
Yeah.
I personally believe Die Hard is a Christmas movie. It's not in my top three, but it would probably be my top 10 easily.
But you know, if Die Hard is on, if I happen to be channel surfing one day and I run across, oh, Die Hard. Ooh, stopping here. I will watch it from no matter where it is, from the beginning, two thirds in, one third in, you know, the very last minute where they get in the car and Matt Monroe's singing the final Christmas song. I will watch Die Hard if it comes on television.
Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a machine gun. Of course, yeah.
I have a sweatshirt that says that.
That's great.
Nice.
Yippee-ki-yay.
All right, so what's their number three? Can't be good.
Number
Gremlins
three.
At number two. Okay.
I cannot remember what number three is on that list.
It was probably terrible.
It probably was. There is a German movie that I do suggest. If you like mixing Die Hard with a Christmas movie, there is a movie. Gosh, what is the name of that movie? It is from Germany, and I watched it several years ago. It's called, It's like,
did you watch everything else on the planet?
Yeah, I know. You know, in the days of quarantine, you're watching. I have come to the end of Netflix on occasion, but we'll come back to me. I'll have to search and figure out what the name of that movie is.
All right, we'll put a pin in it.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, over the weekend, we had weird sports stuff going on.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know, there was all sort of, you know.
No quarterbacks in Denver.
Yeah, no quarterbacks in Denver. And I felt terrible for that guy.
Oh, poor guy.
And I'm like, dude, this sucks. He didn't get one single snap of practice before being called off the off the practice roster as a wide receiver, hasn't thrown a ball in forever.
He was in college. Like he was quarterback at Wake Forest in college.
He got hurt. Then he got suspended, and then he came back as a wide receiver for his senior year. So,
like, he even gave up on quarterbacking. Like, he's like, yeah, it's not.
Yes, he was done with it. And he's like, nah, I'm done. I'll become a wide receiver. And that was what he was signed with the Broncos as, a wide receiver. And the Broncos had no faith in the dude. They wanted to start one of their coaches.
Oh, my God.
COVID. They're like, well, at least this guy, I mean, it was one of the offensive coaches. They're like, well, at least this guy knows the offense. And the NFL was like, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, that ain't happening. You know, and he went out and it was horrible. And I felt awful for the guy. I'm like, man, you just got totally thrown to the wolves.
Yeah, but that's what we were talking about. I mean, it was like at the beginning of the football season. You're like, what are they going to do if somebody gets COVID? And like, this, they're going to make you
go.
Play.
Now we know.
They're making you play. Like, they're forcing it down your throat. Like, you're playing the game with or without a quarterback figured out. And coaches don't count.
Now, what I did think was cool was that the Saints said, okay, you know what? This jerk sucks. There's no way he's going to throw the ball, and certainly not going to throw the ball well, which both were true. He ended the game, what, you know, 1 of 9 or 10 or something like that. He had more interceptions than, you know, catches. Yeah, it was terrible. But the Saints said, you know what, we're not going to throw the ball either.
Can I ask right now, Sean, did you bet on the Broncos by any
chance? I stayed away from that game because I didn't know what the hell was going to happen.
Okay, all right.
But there was a bet on DraftKings. They have these odds boost bets, and one bet was like plus, I don't know, like 250. If any Broncos, you've never seen this before on paper, like if any Broncos player throws a touchdown pass, just
if
anybody,
any of them.
Usually it's the quarterback.
Anybody, anyone like, in the stadium
throws a touchdown pass for the Broncos, you win. And guess
even
what?
Even in tailgating, if anyone can complete a pass, you win.
Nobody did.
Nah, and nothing.
Yeah, they lost. Like, if you took that, odds boost, Vegas won because they didn't know what to touch that pass.
Now, if you look at this, again, my wife, who is a bigger sports fan than I am, she looks at both college football and she looks at pro football, and she keeps shaking her head every time she's watching a game. Granted, she watches the Saints, she watches LSU, but she just shakes her head. She goes, this is a fake season, especially after watching this game this weekend between the Saints and the Broncos, that even though the Saints won, it was sort of a hollow victory. Why would you even think that was a real game?
Well, and it wasn't going to be a real game. I mean, the odds, I think, started at 5.5 and were 17.5 or something by the time the game started. It was just ridiculous.
They covered.
But, yeah, of course they covered. The dude had no hope.
you don't know that. Like, the first few plays of the game,
he got no practice. Neither did I. He got paid a lot more than I did for the game, but he completed, seriously, one more pass than I did on Sunday.
I had hope for him. I thought he was going to be like that.
One more pass than I did, and I didn't try. I didn't throw anything on Sunday, not at all.
I was hoping for him, like hoping he would be the next Rudy. Like, we would make a movie about that guy. Like, remember that time the Broncos played a game without a quarterback? It changed the face of football and how it's been played since.
I had the exact same thought. I'm like, man, I hope this guy comes out and torches the Saints. Mm-hmm. Just comes out and goes, you know what? Kiss my ass. I'm not bad. And then just destroys it. And no, that's stupid.
It only happens in movies.
There you go. Yeah,
the last game that guy won was some sort of Nerf football game at home, you know, with his kids. And
there was a big bite taken out of the Nerf football, too.
Yeah, and the kids were pissed. You know, you cheated. You know, and so I don't know.
Tyson fought over the weekend. You're talking about bites.
Well, and we should get to that too. But I was also thinking about the Jets.
Because I did
watch the Jets game, and I was pulling for the Jets.
Did you bet on them?
No, I didn't bet on any games.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I was watching the Jets game, and I was I was pulling for them. I'm like, yeah, come on, man, win a game. And then after the game, and yesterday, I was sitting there thinking about it, that, you know what, if the Jets coach wins a game, he's going to get fired.
Yep, that's why he's keeping his job, because he's so bad at it.
Which is just plain amazing to me. And it goes against everything that, you know, happens. So I'm sure, like, you know, dude leaves to go to the game. He kisses his wife. I love you, honey. I got to go to the game. And she says, good luck. And he goes, just shut your mouth.
Don't be talking like that. Hush.
What's wrong with you?
I can't win.
No. I mean, to imagine the only reason you have a job is so you keep losing so that you get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, because they're worried their replacement coach will fire up the troops and they'll win a game for him.
Yes. And I started, I was laughing my ass off just to myself yesterday going, that is hilarious. You know, the only reason I have a job is because I suck at the job I have.
Like he's a lame duck coach, but he's what we need, man, because he'll lose every game. Tankathon 2020. Hopefully the Jets will get Trevor Lawrence, and away we go. They'll have a new coach, new quarterback. But, I mean, it's also the Jets. They're going to find a way to totally screw it all up. They'll probably win the last three games, end up with a fifth pick, and they'll re-sign Adam Gase. So
I was laughing my ass off to myself going, wow, that is so terrible. You know, and I'm sure he sees his kids and they're like, thank God you lost, Dad. Thank God you're terrible at coach, because we wouldn't have a Christmas, you know, if you were any good.
We don't have to move yet. Dad didn't get fired.
Good thing you suck balls, Dad. You're awful. I love you. Can I have a PlayStation 5?
I know a guy.
It's pretty funny, man.
I knew a guy, but he won't talk to me right now. So,
good luck trying to find those PlayStation 5s, man. It's wild.
So but yeah. So anyway,
no, I don't have one.
Okay.
No.
I tried to get one to sell it, but I couldn't even do that. Failed.
But going back to what you brought up, you know, Mike Tyson. What a stupid fight that was. What a total waste of time.
Tyson all over Roy Jones Jr.'s note.
Like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue.
get your uncle out of there. Get him out. You go meet me in the backyard. I'm tired of this. Meet me back here, huh?
Well, look at my uncles. Look at him.
I was Snoop Dogg with the basically the call of the night. Like, it's like two uncles fighting in the backyard.
That's, don't you touch my brisket.
Snoop Dogg was the highlight of the entire night.
Easily.
Even close. The fight was the dumbest thing I have ever seen. And I'm like, are you serious? And I wouldn't even have watched it except one of my buddies, you know, on a group text say, you know, any of you idiots going to watch this Tyson fight? It was like 10 o'clock. I'm like, I don't know. What time does it come on? And so I finally, I got the fight and I'm like, okay. And I can't say how I got the fight, but I watched the fight and I did notice that it was what, like $50, you know, to watch this thing?
I bought the fight. So yeah, it was $50.
And after I sat there watching this going, what were the rules on this fight? Don't be mean. Don't hit anybody in the face.
Yep. There's no knockdowns, no KOs, no hitting the face, no gambling. You couldn't bet on the fight.
Should you be able to? Tyson actually did far better than Roy Jones. And it's a draw. And I'm like, what a crock of shit. This is so stupid.
Yeah, the fact that it...
You paid the $50 for that?
I did, but, you know,
Sean.
Is a draw. Mr. Tyson, what do you think of that?
I'm good with that.
You think you won the fight?
Yeah, but I'm good with a draw.
Why?
Because it was for charity.
Because it was for charity, and he had no chance. He knew he was going to win going in.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I will say is that if Tyson wanted to win that fight, he could have knocked that dude out. Like, he looked like he... It was good to see Tyson moving like that. Like, he was doing, like, the Tyson jabs and stuff. Like, and I feel like if he wanted to, like, just lay out Roy Jones Jr., he could have, but he probably talked to him before the fight and told him he wouldn't do it.
No, I'm sure. And I just thought, wow, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I can't believe people paid for this.
But did you know that Tyson was high?
Find out that you did.
Yeah, there was nothing else on, and I was intrigued. And the thing is, I'm an idiot. Like, I'm such a hypocrite. I was talking about it on the morning show, talking about how dumb it was because these rules were really ridiculous. Like, this is dumb. This is dumb. This is dumb. What a waste of money. Fast forward, you know, a day later, and here I am.
Cha-ching.
Take my money. But I think it was hilarious that Mike Tyson just admits, because the whole thing was sponsored by Weed Maps. He had Snoop Dogg there smoking weed. It was like a weed fest. And Tyson's like, yeah, I smoked a joint before the fight.
Have you already had a joint?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming down. Yeah. Listen, I can't stop smoking. I smoked during fights. I used to have to smoke. I'm sorry. I'm a smoker.
Did you have any marijuana leading up to the training of this fight?
I smoke every day. I never stop smoking.
Did you have one right before the fight?
Absolutely, yes.
How does the marijuana effect help you into the fight?
It's just who I am. It has no effect on me from a negative standpoint. It's just what I do and who I am and how I'm going to die. There's no explanation. There's no beginning. There's no end.
Did it help numb the pain a little bit?
It just numbs me. It doesn't numb the pain.
Mike Tyson, they're spitting knowledge.
It just numbs me. It doesn't numb the pain. There's your t-shirt right there.
I wish it was like the same thing, but with like alcohol. They were just both hammered. Like that would have been a fight to see.
Yeah, but then you cannot have rules. Then it's got to be like just balls out, you know.
Bar fights.
Yeah, I mean, dude, if you take off your clothes and run around naked because you're wasted and, you know, dang, you punch them in the face and they go down and you teabag them or something, then, you know, them's the rules. No rules, sorry.
You can, like, tie them up in the rope or whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to choke you. There's no rules. It's bar fight boxing.
Yeah. No, that'd be great.
That was right when I read this and I saw that he smoked weed. I thought that was hilarious because, like, he's Mike Tyson. He has nothing to prove, whatever. But then my just brain is like, man, that would be awesome if you had, like, wasted boxing.
Yeah. I mean, that would be killer. And it's right up there with I've always wanted, you know, to have, you know, there was everybody, players are doing steroids in baseball and all this crap. I'm like, well, all right, fine. Let's have a total steroid league.
Yeah. There is, awesome.
You have got to be on steroids to even be in this league and watch people hit 900 foot home runs and all that kind of crap. I'm like, man, that would rule. I want to watch that.
They would sell out every game, like easily.
I'm like, tell me you wouldn't watch that. You get a hold of a ball, it leaves the state. It's
peace out.
Yeah, I would love it. That'd be great.
No, we're in favor of drunk boxing league and the steroids baseball league. All in favor? Aye.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Right. So did you guys see this monolith thing?
Oh.
Yeah, it showed up in Utah and then it showed up in another country. Is that right?
Yeah, in Romania, and it's gone now from Romania.
No.
Yeah.
You think it's aliens?
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I hope not, you know, because that would suck.
Like, somebody tried telling us, like, they're like, oh, it's an artist. And I was like, what artist is going to drag that thing to the middle of the desert in Utah? It's like a 6-hour drive from anything. Like,
yeah, I can't believe somebody went to Utah. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. I wouldn't.
I'm going to put my art here where nobody's going to see in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's just stupid. You're the worst artist ever.
Look at that. What kind of art is that?
That's some bitch in Rossville.
Yeah.
Right next to the shoe porn guy.
Nobody will see it. Yeah. So what do you think that is? Is that just somebody playing a game? Like, what's your theory?
I honestly, I don't know. When I saw it, I'm like, dude, that's interesting. And then I saw that it was gone. And my first thought was, okay, if this is, you know, actually some sort of alien thing, then the government took it and we'll never hear another thing about it.
Right.
And then, you know, they said that there's another one in Romania, which basically appeared. Oh, my God. You know, and this is what I read, and it's probably crap. You know, about the same time it was gone, another one appears in Romania. And I thought, yeah, okay, well, that's kind of interesting. But now the one in Romania is gone. And now
the one in Utah, they found out what happened to it.
Yeah. And well, sort of.
They saw four morons took it.
Well, they yeah, but then
four morons took it. Okay,
but there's also video of it. Did you? And if you watch the video, these guys are in like work suits.
I just saw the Instagram post from these people who said they were hiking and they watched these four guys just take it out of the ground and like push it over and take it. I didn't.
But they were in like work suits.
Yeah, I did. They were in work suits. Yeah. So
were they could singing be an Oompa people. Loompa song?
No, they were. They no. I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. But they were actually in some sort of worker suits. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, there's a part of me that thinks, dude, that would be awesome if, you know, these, you know, people got together all over the world and said, this is going to be cool. Yeah, let's do this. You know, we'll put it up here and then we'll take it down. And then you put up another one in Romania. And then we'll take it down and another one's going to pop up in Australia. And then, you know, just on and on and on. I think that would be great. I'm like, that's genius. I love that. And these guys are all high. I guarantee they're all high. All of them. Because
every single one. With some Snoop Dogg and Mike Tyson marijuana, I'm sure. No,
this is high thinking.
Mm-hmm. It's very
high. I mean, it just is.
I mean, you got the whole world thinking, like, man, like, I'm like, the aliens are just, like, messing with us. Like, I'm thinking they're, like, planting flags. Like, oh, geez, that means something not good.
Yeah. But, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. But is it the case? Are they? I don't know. Like, it could just be some four morons messing with us.
Yeah. And I don't know. But
what's unsolved mysteries? We got to get them on this.
Yeah. But when I saw these guys all in the same kind of outfit, I'm like, I don't know. They said, well, these four guys came and took it away. I'm like, well, yeah, they were all in work outfits, so maybe.
But it makes me feel like if you could take it out of the ground by hand, it probably was put in the ground by hand. So maybe it wasn't aliens.
That's why we need to build the wall.
No, you're right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
By the way, I found the movie. I found the movie from earlier in the podcast.
That's okay?
Great.
It is not. It is not from Germany. It is actually from Finland, and it is available on Amazon Prime. And I, again, you may want to have a couple of beers before you watch this, or maybe something that Mike Tyson and Snoop Dogg encourages. But this is the synopsis. Okay, in the frozen beauty of Finland, local reindeer herders race against the clock to capture an ancient evil, Santa Claus. A single dad and his son are caught up in the chaos as scientists dig for artifacts. What they find endangers the entire village. It's available on Amazon Prime. Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. Just watch it. It's fun.
No, I'm not going to watch it.
Yes,
that's
you
stupid.
You have to watch it. Yes, you will. You will enjoy
I will
this.
Not watch it. Yes, what do you mean? And you're telling me to watch? You haven't seen it?
Yes, I have. I saw it. It came out in 2010. I have seen it sometime in the last 10 years. It is a hoot.
A hoot, he said.
A hoot, I tell you. And I'm not giving you any malarkey either.
All right. But it may be a hoot, and this is malarkey free, but is it also a holler?
It may be a hoot and a holler, maybe half a holler. On DVD.com, they give it 3.5 out of 5 stars. 3.5, my friend. 3.5.
Must know somebody.
All right. I think it's time to wrap this thing up, and I think the perfect way to wrap this podcast 105, Roundtable 105 podcast, is with what we ran across today in the old interwebs. This is a famous evangelist, and somebody has gotten together with their heavy metal guitar work and drum work, and they have combined the two. So heavy metal and also trying to cast COVID-19 out of the world's existence. Are we ready for an amen?
In the name of Jesus. Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan. You destroyer. You killer. You get out. You break your power. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately. Yes. I call you done. I call you gone. You come down from your place of authority, destroyer. You come down and you crawl on your belly like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head in the Garden of Eden. You will destroy through COVID-19. No more. It is over. And the United States of America is healed and well again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.